Joe, what's up?
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Have a good weekend.
I did. Finished my weekend yesterday by driving over to Jackson and watched David Price pitch for the Biscuits against the Diamond Jacks, and it was a lot of fun to see. They don't draw very well in Jackson on Sundays, and the crowd was announced at about 1,800, I think, and I'm sure at least half of the crowd was there for David. A lot of Vanderbilt folks there, saw a lot of Vanderbilt fans that made the trip. A lot of staff members made the trip to come and see him play, and I had a great time watching him, and he did not disappoint. He got the win, gave up four hits through seven innings, walked one, struck out six through 94 pitches, had a 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it just he was very, very solid. And to be honest, had to be. His team is offensively challenged a little bit, so they had a number of opportunities to score that got away and could have made it a much easier game for him, but at one point, he retired 17 consecutive hitters. So he just sort of locked in and was vintage David Price. But it was great to see. I saw Reese Smith there yesterday, and he had a seat for me behind home plate. So we sat there and had a bird's eye view of it and had a great time.
They didn't bring out Pedro Alvarez for a home run contest or anything, did they?
But I tell you what,
that monster shot over there during the season.
About 30 seconds before somebody mentioned that home run to me. It's still well talked about there as one of the two biggest home runs anybody's ever seen hit in that park. So, he made a definite impression when he hit that one.
Joe, something we've talked about before, in terms of David Price and whether he'll be in the major leagues either this season or at some point next year. The fact that he throws so free and easy to me serves him better than some of the prospects who may need a little more time to build up their arm strength in the minor leagues.
I think that's true. And the other elements you add to it, he's a left-hander. And he throws mid-90s. I can certainly see a scenario where when the rosters expand in September and Tampa Bay should still be in the thick of the pennant race, would certainly be more than willing to add an arm like that to have available. Now, I think the good news for them is that they're playing well right now. They've got a good, solid pitching staff, and they don't feel like their hand is forced, that they're going to have to bring him up maybe earlier than they would want to. But so far he's been as advertised through Class A and now in Double A, 3-0, and an ERA of what it is, I guess, below 2. And I can certainly see a scenario, and Tampa Bay's talked about it. If we need to bring him up, we will, but we don't have the plans to do it right now, not worried about that. I think they're just letting David develop and be himself and get some experience. But boy, I can certainly see if they're in the hunt in September to go grab that arm to bring in to use it, out of the pen or whatever as a spot start might need to be made. That certainly would be a nice ace to have.
As far as you know him, obviously, Joe, more than anybody, but as far as him personally, his attitude, just the way he would accept going up and being called up and being brought in a big spot, as far as his attitude, his mental toughness, how do you think he would handle it?
I think he's begging for it, to be honest. I would not be at all surprised. David is very good about saying all the right things and doing all the right things, saying the right things publicly and to his teammates and all that. But I guarantee you that he's made it known to his coaching staff that he wants the ball. He's ready. He wants to pitch. He wants to develop. He wants it in a key situation. He's one of those guys that if he pitches seven innings, he wants to go back for the eighth. He pitched seven last night, the longest outing he's had so far, and threw 94 pitches. Well, we've seen him throw 120, 130 pitches at the collegiate level, so he certainly knows he's got more room to go there. But he's a guy, I guess, Frank, you never really know until that light comes on when you get in the majors, but I am fully confident that he's more than ready for that and hoping for that as soon as possible.
Joe, over at Congressional Country Club, things didn't go that well on the course for Brant Snedeker. It didn't make the cut for the tournament this weekend, but not a bad consolation prize. Got invited to the White House for a cookout for the 4th.
That's not bad. I know he'd rather have been playing on Sunday, but still, that's a pretty nice thing to have. We keep talking about it, and you guys have talked about him a lot. He's just got that whatever that it quality is.
Uh-huh.
That has connected with fans and with the media, and they want to be around him. They're pulling for him. I would love to see him get hot here down the stretch of the summer and play himself into strong contention for a spot on a Ryder Cup team. To see him playing for the USA, I just think would be remarkable. And knowing him as we do, he would be an ultimate competitor in that situation. He would give every single thing he has for his country and for his teammates. I certainly hope he gets that opportunity at some point.
Hey, Joe, thanks as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, guys.
Thanks,
see you tomorrow.